Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97FM. I'm joined now in the studio live by Salute the Magpie. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
We're going to go straight into a song. First of all, what are you going to play for us first, guys?
Mountains by Biffy Clyro.
It's a goodbye down a mountain range. Thought my teeth would break the mountain day. Let's go, I want to go. All the way to the horizon. I took a drink out the ocean and treading water there before I drown. Let's dive, I want to dive to the bottom of the ocean. I took a ride, I took a ride. I wouldn't go there without you. Let's take a ride, we'll take a ride. I wouldn't leave here without you. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. Cause you tear us apart with all the things you don't like. You can't understand that I won't leave till we're finished here. And then you'll find out where it all went wrong. I wrote a note to the jungle and it wrote me back that I was never crowned king of the jungle. So there's an end to my horizon. I took a ride, I took a ride. I wouldn't go there without you. Let's take a ride, we'll take a ride. I wouldn't leave here without you. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. I am a mountain, I am the sea. Cause you tear us apart with all the things you don't like. You can't understand that I won't leave until we're finished here. And then you'll find out where it all went wrong. Nothing lasts forever. Except you and me.
I'm a mountain, who am I?
Love will last forever between you and me.
I'm a mountain, who am I?
And I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. I am a mountain, I am the sea.
Salute the Magpie there with Mountains by Biffy Clyro. Thank you very much, gents, for coming on into the studio tonight. Who introduce yourself first? Who is in the band?
I'm Tom and I sing.
I'm Jack, I play guitar and backing vocals.
I'm Danny, I play guitar as well.
I'm Ellis and I play bass.
And I believe there's one more of you as well. Who is that on drums?
Oh, yes, yeah, Reese, well, our drummer, Reese, who can't be with us today.
Yeah, I'm fishing with his dad, so.
How long have you guys been together as Salute the Magpie? Have you sort of been in various bands beforehand and then come together?
We became a band at the start of sixth form, and that was like late 2010.
Yeah. Okay.
We formed under the name of Hybrid Town. Bit of a random name. We had a gig.
I guess it's because we're from like all from different towns.
It did kind of make sense.
You were a hybrid of towns.
Yeah. Oh, I never realised that was all it was.
I don't think we did. And then afterwards we were like, oh, it kind of worked.
Yeah, that's what we had planned the whole time. So, were you guys in various bands beforehand, or you say you came together in sixth form? Yeah. You've been all studying music at the moment, or were?
I'm studying music. No one else is, but yeah. Bass. I don't know. We just kind of Like, me and the drummer had been in a band before, mm-hmm. and we wanted to start another one up, and so Ellis was new to our sixth form.
And he'd been in a band before.
And, yeah, he'd been in a band before, so...
With Danny, actually.
Yeah. So we just started something up, and then we were looking for a vocalist, and we just see if Tom wanted up for it, and, you know, it worked pretty well. And then, you know, we just recently recruited Danny, and it's...
Is this all through the sort of the love of the same kind of music? You all got together and thought, you know what, I like that
helps.
Sound.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely helps.
So what are your influences?
Smiths.
Yeah.
I'm into quite a lot of, like, punk stuff. Old, like, Clash and...
Okay.
A bit of Joy Division, but New Order and all that sort of stuff.
So you've gone into punk, into post-punk, and I was saying to you before, I think you've got quite a... you can tell your influence, you know, Smiths, Echo and the Bunnymen, Joy Divisions, things like that. I think it's a very cool style. I mean, it's the sort of music I listen to all the time. So,
nice.
You know, hearing you guys, I'm like, yes, this is a band who listen to good music. Awesome. What's the next song you're going to play then, guys?
I think it's going to be Conversations. It's one of our own.
Conversations.
Yeah. Cool.
A conversation starter, no one to, so I look right down and think of an answer to a question that wasn't asked. And I wish this would just go a little faster. Then she turns to me, she takes my hand, and I take hers after. And I say, listen, I've liked you for a while, but I don't know if you like my style. Well, I'm hopeless at letting people know. I just can't bring it to myself to get up and let them know how they changed my rules, how they change. And I say, listen, I've liked you for a while, but I don't know if you like my style. My style. And I say, and I say, and I say, and I say, I say, it's hard to get the gut from your heart. And I say, it's hard to get the girl from your heart. Well, I almost fell when I felt her skin, and she grabs my hair, gives me a kiss, and leads me in. And oh, she's in control, control. I say, it's hard to get the guts from your heart. And I say, it's hard.
Conversations by Salute the Magpie, who are still in the studio with me now on the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. Thank you for sticking with us, guys. Conversations, then. What's the writing process of the band? Is it sort of a collective thing, or is it one of you specifically comes in with the lyrics?
Sometimes we like to take it in turns, like track by track, or like Jack would write the guitar, and I just...
It's
become like... Jack would write a song, and then Tom would write some lyrics, and then Tom would write some more guitar for that song. Or it's Tom would write a song, and
we just mess around with it. A lot of the stuff, like, either Tom or Jack will come to a band practice with kind of like a sort of skeleton for a song, and we'll kind of flesh it out, like, in during a band practice. Like, a lot of the stuff I played wasn't actually the stuff that Tom or Jack had written, but it just works quite well, and that's the quite nice spontaneous way to write songs, I think.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely.
Awesome. Are you guys recording at the moment then?
We're going
to
be...
We're planning to, yeah.
Planning
yeah.
a recording like end of July, mid-August. We haven't got a date yet because Reese is never here.
It's too much fishing. Yeah. If you spend less time fishing, you guys might be able to get a...
Exactly, he needs to learn.
I think you've got to whip him into shape.
But yeah, that'll be our second EP, I think. Yeah.
Second EP. Yeah. So when was the first one released?
About a year ago.
Yeah, it was April 2011.
Yeah.
And where can we hear that online at the moment?
Yeah, it's on our SoundCloud. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think there's a link on our Facebook, is that?
And you guys are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you guys have quite a busy summer coming up, I believe.
We do,
shows happening around the local Wiltshire area.
Got one this week, Friday.
Yeah, the 11th, Bell by the Green.
Starts at 7:30, I think.
Yeah, with Bite the Buffalo.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Great gig, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Bell by the Green listeners, along with Bite the Buffalo, who are from Bath and... originally from Devizes, from Bath, and I think where are they originally from? Two brothers,
South African.
Yeah. I believe a lot of ladies are going to be there for Stoss. Rumour has it he's quite an attractive looking man.
Oh no, he is.
Yeah. Your face went off. Oh yes.
He's a hunk.
Awesome. And where is it you guys are playing various Jubilee events?
We've got a Jubilee. Gig that Kieran Moore's putting on for us.
That's of Kieran Moore's Sheer Music.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, with
there's like
the
a
town
whole,
council.
Yeah, there's like a whole lineup of bands playing from like late afternoon till the evening.
We're at 8. So, yeah, I think we're at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Yeah, should be good.
But don't just turn up for us, turn up for the whole thing. It's
yeah,
be a great
no,
event.
There's going to barbecue.
So modest.
It's going to be good.
And then there's Rowdy Fest as well, I believe, which has just been confirmed. Yeah, it's going to be a great.
When I saw the name, I was a bit worried. I was like, oh, God, it's going to be quite violent. No, I got that.
Well, you never know what can happen in Rowd.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite, yeah. One of the rough places of Wiltshire, I hear. What's this final song you're going to play for us then, gents?
It's Cairo Car Chase. Name was inspired by Cam Branford.
Whilst playing FIFA and drinking beer.
Yes.
This
afternoon.
This is how all our songs come together.
Yeah. the lyrics do not correlate with the name at all.
But the sound does.
Yes. It was just a bit like, we need a name for this song.
It sounds like that.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in, playing some songs, having a chat. I shall see you. Well, I'll definitely be there this Friday. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, nice.
And then again at the Jubilee events Rallyfest. Listeners, make sure you check out Salute the Magpie on SoundCloud, Facebook. And this is their final song. Take it away.
Your face appears.
fears and your